I think we've got to try to give our children the best we possibly can, and I think we're moving in that direction here, so I'm very excited.
I love school!
National School Choice Week gives us an unprecedented opportunity to shine an effective spotlight on the need for enhanced educational options for parents. We have hundreds of events going on all across the country in every state, and these are planned by a diverse, bipartisan group of people who believe that education in our country needs to be focused not on systems, not on bureaucrats, not on buildings, not on adult jobs, but around one simple premise: educating kids so they can get a good future and great jobs.
You don't care, you like vouchers, you like public charter schools, you like private schools, you like religious schools, online learning. We don't care. We like school choice.
I think our goal here has got to be to keep the momentum in the right direction. We got some really good schools here, some really good charter schools.
You can't have the kind of successes that we're seeing here, the kind of improvements we're seeing in our schools without people taking some considerable risk.
Let's keep the good ones, let's improve the ones that are less good, and let's keep moving.
People tend to focus more on adult issues than kid issues. And if we focus on children, then I think it's very clear. We wouldn't be arguing about who controls the dollars. We wouldn't be having conversations where people say, well, we're taking money away from the school system.
And this is about kids, particularly kids of color.
I feel like school choice is the most important civil rights issue of our time. I think it guarantees that no child is discriminated against on the basis of zip code.
You know, what we should be about is providing dollars to help kids access a quality education. And if they can't get it in one environment or they need to get it in a different environment, we need to provide the opportunity for that to happen. I think that's just a big barrier. You know, there are a lot of people that have grown up in the traditional public school system who think, you know, somehow that system can still work with the diversity of need and interest that we have.
My teachers are my mentors and my supporters. I know that I can look to them for guidance, and I no longer have any fears of not succeeding at the college of my choice.
I'm on the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education.
You know, I think we have a real opportunity here in New Orleans to stop and say we have a real chance to do this and increase even more sense of possibility around an issue that's so incredibly vital to children achieving.
The bottom line is we believe in educational choice and competition in Louisiana.
My name is Trahan John Jr., and I go to St. Peter Claver.
I'm just looking for a good school to send all three of my children together because I don't want them to be separated. And it's kind of hard right now because we're just, you know, still rebuilding New Orleans.
Like this little one, she's about to go to high school, huh?
You guys like school?
No.
I love school.
Kind of.
Every meeting I go to the last 4 years, I've had the status quo tell me, Chaz, we can't do what you want to do. We need more time and we need more money. Well, I'm here to tell you, our kids don't have more time and our families don't have more money.
Legendary Mr. Ellis Marcellus.
Weekend to kick off National School Choice Week because of all of the amazing things that are happening in New Orleans post-Katrina, particularly with the public K-12 education system. The students are doing well. The fact that parents have the ability to send their child to virtually any school they want to, I think is probably one of the most important things we've seen happen in the education system in a very, very long time.
We need it for the kids. We really do.
You know, this is our city. We love it. So, you know, we welcome anything that's going to better us, you know?